Today we continue our series of radio diaries from a teacher's first year in Oakland.
I am just having a really great time in the classroom. I'm enjoying what I do.
That's Diana Arbus. She's been tracking the ups and downs of teaching ninth graders at Oakland High School. In her first semester, she was guided by a mentor as she tackled some pretty big challenges. By December, she was exhausted and learned she'd better take care of herself if she's going to meet the demands of her classroom.
I'm really tired, but there's a lot of work to do. So work will get done. Some work anyway, I won't kill myself. That's what I've learned. I've learned to let go of things.
She also learned that she would have to command respect and attention from her class if she was ever going to get through her lessons. By April, she was finally feeling in control.
I wasn't even ready to start class. I look up, and students are quietly at their seat, waiting for class to start. It was beautiful. It was beautiful.
But Diana is not finished yet. She has until June to get her students to focus on their lessons and to beat the grim statistics. It turns out only 60% of students in the Oakland Unified School District graduate, and what happens in ninth grade could either set them on the path to success or not. Here's Diana.
It's Tuesday, April 9, 2:15, 2:30 p.m. So yesterday, I was drained emotionally. Too many ninth graders are getting D's or F's in the second semester of the school year, and a lot of them are my students. So I am angry because this is the beginning of high school, is not the end of it. And we have done enough goofing around, and we have to work. We have to catch up because there's too much at stake. Why do some kids come into the classroom equipped to do school and other students just don't know? And it's not like the kids aren't smart, because they're actually really smart, incredibly shrewd, and just they know how life works. But that has nothing to do with knowing how to navigate school and just knowing school things. Like, you sit in the seat that's assigned to you. You don't get up and wander around the, you know, you don't wander around the room. And you don't shout back at the teacher when something upsets you. And I'll get papers with students' names at the top and nothing. Nothing else. I only see my students 59 minutes a day. It's really hard to give them the time that the more personalized attention that I think they need. It's Monday, April 15. I gave a test this morning, and just announced that they were not going to even try to take the test. Very cheerfully, they're saying this, and I'm just annoyed that they would announce this to the entire class, because that undermines me. But also, why wouldn't you just try? Just try. Throw words on the page. See what happens. That was learned, you know? And it's my job to teach a different habit. But it's overwhelming for me. It's overwhelming. How do I even work with that? At the beginning of the year, we had a couple of really especially difficult students. They stopped coming to class. And I've lost one student especially. She would come in high. I could smell it. And she would come in ridiculously late. Class is 59 minutes long, and she would come in 30 minutes in. And I just, how could you even catch someone up when they come in that late? But over time, I just was consistently nice to her, and always I learned to take this approach that when students, even if students came in late, I would say, hey, you're late, but I'm really glad that you're here, like, welcome. And she really, over time, she kind of responded to that. And And then she was making up work. She was sitting in front of the room. She would participate and she would boldly make mistakes, which I loved. I loved seeing that. And then she just disappeared. And I happened to mention to my CT during our daily debriefing, it's such a shame that the student hasn't come back to class. What happened? So my CT pulled up that student's information on the online gradebook and let me know that she's in juvie or juvenile detention. It's Wednesday, May 8th, 2:30 p.m. I don't know, today I went in ready to discuss scene 2 and scene 3. So I taught whatever my CT had planned. And it seemed like all the other ninth grade student teachers were teaching Romeo and Juliet. It was so hard. It was just so hard because we started with a prologue. And it's poetry. It's a sonnet. It's a sonnet. Kids were shouting, you know, I hate this book. Why are we reading it in this old English? But when what I've noticed is students act out or check out, and they get really angry when they don't get the material. They're frustrated. And there are only maybe a handful of them, but they are so visible to me. And the other students, I felt really bad because I could see the other students, the majority of the class, look bored. And I gave out surveys from time to time, and they would say, we need to read faster. But there are these other students that are drowning, and they're just, I knew they weren't reading the entire time, and I was just trying to get to them. In first period is writing workshop, and they would respond to an assignment, like, describe the street that you live on. And I remember one student, he was only, they're all 14, 15, and he just read aloud the story of him standing at the bus stop and having a gun pulled on him and just running away from that. And he was just so normal about it. And I remember freaking out about that quietly in my mind and then going to Mills and sitting in seminar where there's like birdsong and just pretty foliage everywhere, and just it didn't match at all. It was so confusing to me to just kind of hold those two different realities. And I know that that makes its way into the school too. It's Tuesday, May 14. Yesterday we were taking a really difficult exam, and in the middle of the exam they're stressing out about having enough time, and so an announcement came over the speakers about us all, the entire school, being on lockdown. So I have no idea what lockdown means. No explanation was really given. It was just really vague. I was crazy annoyed. I was just like, how long are we going to be locked in here? And is this going to disrupt the flow of the school day? Today, they said that a boy was held up at gunpoint by his classmates, and he was told to hand over his iPhone. They stole his iPhone. And this happened in the bathroom. And they never found the gun. They never found it. We just don't know. Maybe it's still at school. We don't know. And so I found this out at the end of, you know, around noon today. My grad school is, the graduation is this Saturday. So it's just, how can I go on lockdown and have sophomores hold up a classmate at gunpoint and then delve into the world of Romeo and Juliet and then have a graduation to celebrate? I don't know. Maybe this is the way my brain works. I'm trying so hard to make sense of everything and it doesn't make sense. Like, it just doesn't.